Welcome, everybody, to Health, Wealth, and Divine, also known as Jawanza for Life. My name is Jawanza. Happy Friday. Hope everybody's had a wonderful, wonderful week, and hope everybody's healthy, wealthy, and wise. The name of the show is also known as Health, Wealth, and Divine because that's what we talk about. I am very, very excited to have another opportunity to come before you and to bring you another special person. As you know, we talk to special people on this show, and my special guest today is somebody that we're very, very honored and humbled, truly humbled, to have as a regular on the show. When you meet people and their life's work is healing and helping people to get better, helping sick people get well, and they have found their purpose, and they're just inspiring with their testimonies and what it is that they do, I mean, you want to share that with other people. And it's with that in mind that I bring before you again today Dr. Ruby Lathan. For those of you who are tuning in for the first time, we just got a lot of listeners this past week. Did a great show with Queen of Fool, and a lot of her listeners came in and tuned in and joined up as a result of hearing that show. Welcome, welcome, welcome. In case you've never heard of Dr. Lathan, well, I don't know if she's a household name yet, but she will be. I guarantee you that. She will definitely be a household name. And so I would like to introduce you to her, okay? So Dr. Lathan is a certified holistic nutritionist and advocate for plant-based nutrition. She inspires with a powerful story of recovering from thyroid cancer through alternative treatment focused on a whole foods, plant-based diet. Dr. Lathan worked as a researcher and an award-winning engineer and now teaches others how to re-engineer their health and to live disease-free. She's a graduate of the University of Alabama and served as nutrition policy manager at the Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine, where she developed and led a national grassroots campaign to advocate legislation for more healthful plant-based meal options in the National School Lunch Program. Dr. Lathan is host of The Veggie Chest, which is a plant-based cooking show, and through her organization, Roadmap to Holistic Health, Dr. Lathan hosts a number of healthful conferences, workshops, and vegan cooking classes, and provides customized nutritional consultation. So, as you can see, she's got an awesome, awesome bio, and I think the most awesome part about her bio is the fact that she has experienced what it is that she's talking about. You know, whenever you hear Dr. Lathan come on the show, we're talking about healing, and she's experienced it in her own life through her own journey. And I'd like to, again, for those who are tuning in who just joined Health, Wealth, and Divine, you never heard of Dr. Lathan before, you got to hear this testimony, okay? It's going to be inspiring to you and anybody that you know. Dr. Lathan, let me move out of the way. I want to introduce you to our new family members. Welcome back to Jawanza for Life. It's always a great pleasure to have you. It's an honor, and I know we're in for a very powerful information-filled show today. Thanks for being my guest again.
Thank you for having me. Glad to be here. Absolutely.
My pleasure. Always a pleasure to have you. As I was mentioning, this has been a powerful week. A lot of people joined the show, and a lot of people, when I say joined the show, followed the show. And I want everybody to know who you are. I want to share you with everybody. And so, and your testimony is just so powerful. You know, a lot of times people come to this holistic health path under different circumstances. Everybody's journey is different. There may be some similarities, but everybody's journey is unique to them. Just so that the listeners know how you got started, those who haven't heard your testimony before, it's so inspirational. Would you share that again? What got you on the holistic health path and doing all of the work you've been doing? I mean, reading your bio here, I mean, you've done so much. You worked as a researcher, an award-winning engineer. I mean, how do you go from being an award-winning engineer, to a premier healer in the holistic health industry?
Right. Yeah, it's a big shift. You know, it was something that came about, you know, because I was faced with a life-changing illness with cancer, thyroid cancer, back in 2007, and you know, I decided I wanted to treat it naturally because the options of surgery and medication for life didn't sound good to me, so decided to look for natural treatment. And, you know, I found plant-based diets as one of the main things that diet plays the biggest role in our health, you know, much bigger than I realized in terms of health and healing. So I switched to a plant-based diet to heal myself, along with studying a lot about supplements and other things that help heal, and lifestyle changes and our mental state and all of that, how that works together to heal the body. And so that's what I did, made complete change in pretty much every aspect, from my job to just general outlook on things, to my food and everything. So it was a big change, and it worked. So once that happened, I was really, really committed to letting other people know that, hey, you know, there's a little secret out here that they're not telling us, and we need to get on board with it, you know, because too many people are suffering and going through surgeries and things that don't heal, and, you know, medications that make you sicker, when we could change our diet and our lifestyle and heal ourselves or prevent the illnesses to begin with. So, you know, people wanted to know how I did it, and I started letting them know, and then decided to pursue this as a career path, because it was a lot more rewarding than defense building, optimizing weapon systems. So I decided I was going to make the change, and, you know, took that leap of faith, and just knowing that, you know, I had to do something different, because, you know, we can't continue to live our life doing something that isn't our passion. And I decided to follow something that was, and make it work. So that's what happened, and that's how I got here now, and it's been a good journey.
You know, what's interesting is how I listened to you share your testimony, and, you know, the tone, you're calm as you reflect, you know, and share it. I know you've shared it many, many times, and the enormity of what actually took place, I know, will never be lost on you, but it's just the, you know, as we, you know, we share it, you know, many times, it's people could hear the fact that you did it. And for somebody that's out there right now that might be experiencing it, there might be somebody out there listening right now that has thyroid cancer, or been diagnosed with thyroid cancer, or any other condition, you know, and they hear you and you're sharing your testimony, and it's like, you know, yeah, you know, I cured myself, this is what I did, you know, but they don't see you doing the MC Hammer once you got the news, you know what I'm saying? They see the excitement, the joy, the, you know, because...
right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, so, this was a long journey. I was overjoyed when it worked. It was, you know, I expected it, but it was still an amazing thing to get the news, to hear the news that I wanted to hear. You know, it was incredible. So, you know, I had a big party the weekend after I got the news, I think on a Wednesday, and then Saturday, it was party time, all healthy food to celebrate. Mm. It was a big deal, absolutely.
Mm. I know nobody danced as hard as you, boy. I mean, my.
Right.
That could be somebody else.
Yeah, it was a good thing, and that's kind of what kicked it off. You know, people wanted to know, well, what did you do? And it was good how it was just an organic thing of teaching, you know. And I've always wanted to teach. The funny thing is, I've always felt I was a good teacher, because I have the gift of explaining things in a very simple way, even when they're complex. But I didn't go into teaching because I felt like it didn't pay enough, and people aren't appreciated. Teachers aren't appreciated. And I was like, I'm not, you know, going into a field that limits my income like that. So So it's funny how things come back around and you still get to do what you wanted to do in the first place when you just follow your passion and don't worry about the money because the money comes.
Mm. And even that is a mindset, to even take the mindset that you have just with the statement that you said, not to worry about the money because the money comes. I mean, that's a way of life. That's a way of thinking, you know, that I know that you adhere to, that, you know, if you're doing what you're supposed to do, that, you know, the universe is going to support you, right?
Absolutely. And it's an attitude, if you're going to work for yourself, or start your own business, you have to have that attitude. Otherwise, you'll stress yourself out and make yourself sick worrying about money, and then it won't be fun anymore doing what you want to do. So, I mean, that's a mindset you must develop if you're going to work for yourself, which I've always wanted to do. So you can't go into it with, oh, what are we going to do? And, you know, you do what you have to do. And when things get slim, you ratchet it up and you do what you have to do, but you don't worry. You don't let it cripple you.
Well, everybody, again, now that you've heard her testimony, for those who have heard it for the first time, isn't that awesome? Now you know why you're listening to her. You're talking to somebody who knows what they're talking about, not just somebody who's read a book, but she has read books and journals, medical journals. I mean, she's done that, okay? But she also has the experience to back up what she's read, okay? You can go to an allopathic doctor, and they've read many books but haven't cured nobody, you know? So just wanted to make sure that you understood why you're listening to my special guest today. Well, today we're going to be talking about brain tumors and natural healing. But before we get there, and we're going to get there, but I know that there are sometimes people tune into shows and they might not listen all the way through the end. And if I wait to give this announcement at the end, and you have tuned out, you'll miss it. So I want to make sure that I give this now. Dr. Lathan has got a Re-Engineer Your Life Holistic Health Summit. Okay, coming up, it's going to kick off the new year, not on the first day of the new year, but it's January the 27th, 2018. Okay, it's the Re-Engineer Your Life Holistic Health Summit. Dr. Lathan, can you tell us about that, with the summit, and what inspired you to even, because this is the fourth year of the Re-Engineer Your Life Holistic Health Summit. What was the inspiration behind doing a summit of this magnitude?
Well, I feel like we really need to get this kind of information out to the masses. You know, I treat a lot of people, or work with a lot of people rather, individually with coaching and things like that. But I think a lot of people just need to know, you know, there's a better way, there's a different way. I need to just be introduced to the holistic way of life and what that means. And so I thought a conference would be a great way to teach a lot of people at once and introduce people who are interested but really didn't know how to get started. And that's what the whole summit is about. It's great because it's for people who are starting at ground zero just to get connected, and it's also got a depth of knowledge for people who are already in this lifestyle to learn more. So we always bring new and different speakers. We sometimes have some repeated favorites because people love them and they always share something new. But we also like to bring in new points of view and things like that as well. So that was the goal, is to get the message out that you can heal naturally. You can prevent disease. You don't just have to wait and see, which a lot of the treatment plan for a lot of diseases, when you get this quote-unquote early detection, is that they just wait for it to develop. They're like, oh, it's so early. There's nothing to do. Let's just wait and see. I mean, that's an actual plan for many illnesses. Is like, oh, it looks like you're probably going to develop this certain kind of cancer, but you know what? It's not big enough for us to operate on. It's not big enough for us to cut it out. So we're just going to wait and see if it develops. Basically, they're saying we're going to wait until it develops so that we can make a bunch of money off you after you're really sick. And so I'm saying there's a better way to live. There's a way we can, if you get that early detection, you can do something about it. You just don't have to wait to die. And so I want to get that message out there that it's not just about cancer. We cover all kinds of diseases, from reproductive illnesses to prostate illnesses to fibroid health and things like that, to libido, to lifestyle, to holistic dentistry. So we cover the gamut to give people enough information to say, there's a better way out here, and we're going to show you the first steps to get started. And you're going to get connected with a lot of people who are already doing it, so you're not alone.
So everybody, we want to make sure that you're there, okay? It's something that you don't want to miss. This is the fourth annual Reengineer Your Life Holistic Health Summit. I'm sure it's growing every year. Every year, probably more people show up. The address of that is 3600 John McCormick Drive in Northeast Washington. Again, that's 3600 John McCormick Drive in Northeast Washington, D.C. The zip code there, in case you need to MapQuest it or something, is 20017. Again, that's 20017. You want to make sure that you're there on January the 27th, okay? And if you get there...
Yeah, and that's on the campus of the Catholic University of America there at their conference center, the Prisbola Conference Center, which is really nice, so we're excited about that, too.
Okay, so that's a landmark, everybody. So, and what are the times for that, doctor, so people know what time to get there?
Well, it starts at 9, but we're offering a free yoga class at 8 o'clock. So if you want to come early, about 8:15, we're going to get started with the yoga class. So a lot of people have participated in that. We always have a fitness class to kick it off because a lot of people like to do that, and I don't want you to miss your exercise routine because you're at the summit, so you can come early and get in that free class and get energized for the day. So that is 8 o'clock for the class, 9 o'clock for everything else to get started, and we'll go till 4 o'clock and maybe stay. The exhibits will be open until 4:30. The health fair part of it, we'll have several exhibitors there, health-related exhibitors who are going to be distributing information and products and things that will also help keep people on track.
And if they register by December the 31st, they get a discount, right?
20%, yes. So it's a pretty big discount. If you register before the new year, you can take advantage of that discount. After that, it goes up to the regular price. So we're offering that to keep people from procrastinating and go ahead and get with the program. It also makes a great gift if you know someone who is needs to get on board or who likes this kind of thing and you're looking for a unique gift for them. There you go, is to give them the gift of health. So I think that's a great way to kick off the new year.
And they can register by going to www.myhealthsummit.com. That's correct?
Yes, that's right, myhealthsummit.com.
All right. And now, I know there's an early bird discount, but can people, if they just don't do the early bird, they can't make it, by the 31st, can they pay at the door?
We really discourage that because we have to have a head count for food. So we at least ask for like the Wednesday before that folks register for the event. But, of course, we always have a few seats left for those who wait until the very last minute and show up at the door. So we're not going to turn anyone away, but we would appreciate the heads up.
Right. You know, there are some events that are life changers. I mean, we do a lot of things in life. We go to the movies. We go, you know, for entertainment to do certain things or whatever. But there are certain events that have the potential to change not just your own life, but somebody that you know, somebody that you love's life. If you know, we say we love people, then we want to do things with and for them that are going to help improve the quality of their life. This is one of those events, okay? I would encourage everybody to bring somebody that you know doesn't know anything about this kind of stuff, this holistic health. I'm talking to the people that are on the path now.
Right.
If you know of somebody that doesn't know anything about this, then this would be the perfect opportunity, the perfect event for them to see that you, person talking, the person that's going to be bringing the person, this is another way for them to see that you're not the only one talking about this stuff, right? Because a lot of times our people that we know and love, we vegetarians and vegans aren't in the majority, right? So there are people who don't know one vegetarian or one vegan. So when you're sharing with them, your family members and the people that you know and love about making the transition, oftentimes, unfortunately, we might be the only person that they know that are vegan or vegetarian. This is a great opportunity for them to see that you're not the only one talking about this, okay? That there are other people out here that are on this path, excited about this path, and they get information backed by statistics, backed by science, backed by, you know, proof that it works. So this would be an opportunity for not only you yourself to go, but to bring somebody with you that doesn't know anything about this. And one of the added benefits of that is that they will see that you're not crazy because there are going to be other people there talking about the same thing that you've been trying to share them. So it's going to be a reinforcement of your words. So definitely make that. Again, that's going to be January the 27th, 2018. It's the Re-Engineer Your Life Holistic Health Summit, okay? And there's going to be keynote addresses, free morning yoga classes, free giveaway, plant-based continental breakfast and luncheon. I mean, you can't beat it, okay? It's going to be at 3600 John McCormick Drive, Northeast, Washington, D.C., 20017. And real important, you want the early bird discount? Register by the end of the year.
Okay. Yeah, and one other thing I will note is that every year we have incredible speakers, so that's a given. And this year is the same, and I'm super excited because we've got one of the doctors from the Barnard Medical Center, which is a new, relatively new facility here in D.C. that really focuses on prevention and plant-based diets as part of their medical philosophy and treatment. We also have the D.C. dentist who's a holistic dentist, but and he's great, and everyone loves him. And last time we had one of his associates, and they said they learned a ton of information about dental health that you had no idea about because it affects the whole body. We also have incredible speakers. One of them is an actor that you probably – he's an actor his whole life, from being on The Cosby Show as Robert, as Vanessa's love interest, to being on the super popular show Queen Sugar on OWN. He's also a relationship coach, author, and speaker. And so he is going to be there helping us get our emotional health in balance. So I'm excited about that, as well as Brashan Shah, who also has been featured on OWN in a show there, who's beat breast cancer twice. And so she's going to be there too. So we've got some real-life experiences in addition to myself, of course, and, you know, doing some demonstrations. So we're excited. The super speakers are top-notch, and to get all of this for a super low price is quite incredible.
Well, I know where everybody's going to be on January the 27th.
Absolutely.
I know where you're going.
That's right.
Well, Doctor, I know this is going to be a rousing success again, and I want to thank you already in advance for the turnout and the information. I mean, just putting this together and getting all the people there, and just the work that you're doing to help and save and change lives, it's to be commended. You know, I appreciate you even more so when I hear other things that you're doing besides coming on this show and, you know, the other things that I do know about you. Every time I hear about something new, it's like, wow, that just makes me more appreciative, you know, of you and just the quality of individuals that we have on this show. So thank you so much for that. Now, as promised, we said we're going to talk about brain tumors and natural healing. Brain tumors and natural healing. But before we do that, I just want to state something, and that is this. It's somewhat of a disclaimer, and that is that anybody that's listening to this show, you hear people come on and we talk about different things. We talk about different aspects of healing, that this can be cured, this can be reversed, this can be reversed, this can be reversed. The disclaimer is that we're not selling anything. We're not selling a pill, okay? We're promoting, shall I say, a lifestyle change, okay? A lifestyle change. You can't, there's no downside to adopting a whole food plant-based diet. There's no downside to that. You can only benefit from that. There are no bad side effects to eating more vegetables, juicing, and fasting, okay, if done correctly. So just want to make it clear that we're not selling a pill. There are no guarantees, because when you adopt a particular lifestyle, everybody's commitment level is different. Nobody can tell, nobody can say if you're going to fast. Nobody can say if you're going to juice. If you were given 10 things to do on this lifestyle change, let's say there was a list of things to do and you did 5 of them, we don't know if when you're given this list, if you'll do one or all of those things, okay? There have been people that might have done some things and not all the things that were recommended and then said it didn't work, okay? So nobody can guarantee what your own results will be. Dr. Lathan did what she had to do, and she reversed her thyroid cancer. Now, she can tell you what she did, but you have to do the work, okay? So nobody's saying that, you know, you are going to be healed of this or making such claims, because we can't do that. You have to do the work, and your results will be in line with the work that you put in. So I just wanted to make that clear, okay? But now, any thoughts on that, Dr. Lathan, before we talk about tumors, brain tumors?
No, I agree with you. You know, everything is dependent. There's no 100%. If you drink this supplement, you will heal. It doesn't work that way. But we do know that lifestyle changes work, dietary changes work, and that we can do a lot to heal ourselves and prevent. The thing is, nothing's 100%, whether it's allopathic or natural. It's really up to the person, like you said, their health and their commitment. So,
now, two brain tumors and natural healing. A lot of times, Dr. Lathan, people take their brain for granted. You know, it's the thing that controls everything. You know, we wouldn't be having this conversation right now. We wouldn't be talking if we didn't have this brain of ours in our head. And it's a very misunderstood organ in the body, or muscle, whatever you want to term it. But from time to time, matter of fact, in the United States, 28,000 times a year, somebody is diagnosed with a brain tumor. Now, I don't want to assume anybody and everybody knows what we're talking about when we even say the word tumor. So before we talk about a brain tumor, what is a tumor? And then we can move into the brain and how it affects the brain and what we can do to prevent and possibly even reverse that.
You know, I guess what is a cancer? I mean, a tumor is something that it's a mass of various things, whether it's just an overgrowth of tissue in the body that should not be there. Sometimes it's fluid, sometimes it's actual fibrin in the body that has grown because the miscommunication or the defective cells have told it to. So it is a mass that isn't supposed to be there, and it disrupts. It disrupts, you know, various bodily functions depending on where it is, how big it is, and whether it's, you know, benign or not. So it's basically made up of cells that have grown out of control and become a mass that in various parts of the body.
So when we talk about brain tumors, there are a lot of different things in life, and as we go about our daily business, that can affect our body. I mean, our body obviously is very delicate because whatever we eat is going to affect it in some way. I mean, certain things that we do, again, lifestyle choices affect it in a particular way. We're always being affected, whether we know it or not, good and bad. But when we talk about a brain tumor, it's been stated that, I mean, I don't know if anybody out here remembers the book, Why Should White Guys Have All the Fun, by Reginald Lewis, brother from Baltimore, I believe he was from Baltimore, who actually became a millionaire and was the CEO of Beatrice Foods, and I mean, big time. and died of a brain tumor from the use of cell phones. You know, at the time, cell phones, I think, had just started becoming popular, and the radiation and the EMF from the cell phones affected his brain. He had a tumor and ended up, you know, dying. There's certain lifestyle, not even bad choices. I mean, it's not necessarily a bad choice to have a cell phone, but you got to know how to use it. But can you talk about even just as it relates to this discussion, certain things that put us at risk for contacting a brain tumor? For example, using something that everybody uses, a cell phone, and talking on it and having it up to your head, to the side of your head. Can you talk about that? Dr. Layton, you still with us?
Yes, sorry, I think my phone was muted. I think, yes, that is definitely a primary risk factor, is exposure to cell phones and devices like that. It does have, there is a correlation between that. So, and the younger you are, the more radiation you tend to absorb. So it's best to limit phone use for children until they're much older, for a variety of reasons, for safety, not only physical health, but emotional health as well, not to give them those phones so early. So definitely limiting the phone use and not putting it to your head at all, using either a earpiece or speaker phone, would be a much better idea than putting it to your head. So it's just like putting radiation, let's just lay it upside our head for an hour. That's a very bad thing to do. So stop using the cell phone against your head. That's number one way to reduce, you know, brain tumors. I mean, they've seen tumors often occur on the side of the head where people use the most, or in the area right above the ear, where developing right there, which indicates that that radiation, you know, was one of the things that caused that. There are other things. There some stickers and things that you can put on your phone that help dispel the radiation or neutralize it, the EMT transmission. So that's one thing you can do, but you still can't put it to your head. So that's number one. Make sure you don't move into a house or an apartment right near power lines that are very, you know, clusters of power lines and mobile cell phone towers and things like that. Those are risk factors too. So you want to make sure that that's kind of out of your area. And then, you know, there are just any other type of radiation exposure, you want to limit that. Even doing excessive dental x-rays, which tends to be a more of a factor in thyroid cancer, in terms of causing that, but it can, you know, cause more as well. So we want to limit that as much as possible. I know some offices get a little overzealous about doing, you know, x-rays every single year or every 6 months, which, you know, probably isn't advised if you're, at, you know, at risk. And, you know, make sure you have good dental hygiene and you won't need to do that so often. So that's number one. The other thing is definitely just the regular things that you would do to reduce your cancer risk. And that's going to be your, you know, dietary intake of foods that are healthy and staying away from the unhealthy things. But it seems that, you know, that raises your risk, but the things that tend to be more directly related were more exposure to radiation as one of the reasons.
Okay. What about microwaves, Doctor? I mean, I know that it's not like the microwave is right upside your head, but, I mean, people do actually bend down to, I guess, push buttons and reach, you know. I mean, what about microwaves? Although the radiation isn't going directly into your skull, just microwaved food or standing in front of it while it's on, or, you know, what role would you say the microwave might play in, even as we're speaking specifically about brain tumors? I mean, there could be some correlation.
Same thing. You know, a lot of the microwaves are at our eye level now, and a lot of people do stand in front of them, which is a terrible thing to do. First of all, we shouldn't be using microwave to heat our food to begin with because it makes it carcinogenic, a lot of it, especially if you're heating up animal protein. It tends to change it into something even worse than it is. So, yes, you do not want to stand in front of a microwave, especially the older microwaves. They tend to let even more of the radiation seep out of it while it's on. So if you're just dead set on using your microwave, leave the room and then come back when it's done. I would suggest not using it at all because it kills a lot of the nutrients in the food and makes some food, particularly animal products, turns them into carcinogens.
Doug, could you talk for a moment about the difference between benign and malignant? I don't want to assume that everybody knows what that is. And also, you're sounding a little muffled. I don't know if that's something on my end or your end.
Okay, sure. Benign tumor means that it is not cancerous, that it's just a mass of whether it's tissue or whatever, fibrin or whatever it is, it's just a mass that doesn't have any cancer cells in it, which is great because you don't have, you know, to deal with the cancer issue, we can deal with getting rid of the mass. When it's malignant, it means that it is cancerous, so that they found cancer cells in that tumor.
So do benign tumors turn into cancerous tumors? I mean, does a malignant tumor have its origin in benignness? I mean, does it start off benign and then become malignant?
No, not all the time. In some cases, yes. In many cases, no. A lot of times a benign tumor just remains benign, non-cancerous. In some cases, it does change. If you have a benign mass, you should do something about it, because even though it's not cancerous, you need to go about, it's like a warning sign, you know, for the body that something has gone wrong. You know, even though the cells are not cancerous, they are out of control. And so, because that's what happens with cancer, it means these kind of rogue cells start doing their own thing and replicating faster than they should. So it's a warning sign that something needs to change, and you've been given the blessing of it not being cancer, so let's now take care of this, shrink this, you know, benign mass quickly and naturally and get rid of it. So it doesn't always turn cancerous, no. Sometimes they remain that way. Sometimes they get larger or whatever and change.
I just want to give everybody, I see the phone lines lighting up. I want to give everybody an opportunity. If you have a question, please don't be shy. All you have to do is just press 1 if you're listening. If you're on the phone and you have a question for Dr. Lathan, all you have to do is just press 1 and you can ask your question or make your comment. The topic of today's discussion, we're talking about brain tumors and natural healing, but if you have a question about anything, while you have her on the phone, now's your chance to, you know, just call in, you know, and ask your question or make your comment, okay? Oh, somebody heard me. Got a question, Dr. Lathan. You ready to take some calls?
Sure.
Okay. I'm going to call out the last 4 digits of your number, 9672. You're on the air with Dr. Lathan. Thank you so much for tuning in.
Hi. My name is Sarah, and about a year ago, I was diagnosed with thyroid cancer. I'm sorry I have a cold right now, but can I ask you a question? I had this tumor for 14 years, and it never bothered me. I never had a problem with it, but I got it biopsied about a year ago, and now I feel like it got bigger. Does biopsying spread cancer?
Does a biopsy cause cancer? No, it doesn't. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Yes, does it spread it?
Does it spread it? It can. So if you have a cancerous nodule and you have a biopsy, poking it and opening it up can spread cancer. It doesn't always, so, but you don't know if it will or not. It's a risk that, you know, people take sometimes because they want to know for sure if that's what's going on. So it doesn't. It's not a yes or no answer. It's sometimes yes, sometimes no. You know, so it just depends. But there is a smaller risk of that happening.
Okay.
But it's not a definite.
I've decided not to take, not, my doctor recommended to take my thyroid off completely and do radiation. I don't want to go that way. I want to do what you did. And I just quit my job today because it was very stressful.
Mm.
And how long does it take to get rid of the cancer the natural way, just do a vegan?
Well, it depends. You know, I mine took a little over a year, but that wasn't, I always say I don't really know when the healing happened because I didn't have another biopsy until a year later, a little over a year later. So, it depends. Some people heal quickly in a few months, and sometimes it takes longer. So, you know, because there are a lot of elements to it, including the diet. You know, there's supplementation, there's stress reduction, which sounds like you're taking steps in that direction. You know, there's exercise and meditation. So it's a lifestyle change that if you're ready to make, it can work. So I can't give you a timeline, because everyone is different. So there's, you know, more to it.
Okay. I have one or two more questions, if I may.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, another question do I have is, do I have to go completely raw, or can I have, like, steamed vegetables with that?
You know, a raw diet tends to be a really great diet for helping to heal. Doesn't have to be 100% raw. I mean, it's usually recommended at least about 80%. So, sure, you can do stewed vegetables and things like that to be as part of the diet.
Okay. And supplements, what would you recommend supplement-wise?
Well, that's customized. So there's various, you know, we'd have to, don't give specifics because I have to know people's complete background on what you're currently taking, because some things you can't take if you're taking certain other medications in your current health condition. So I shy away from doing that just to be careful to not give bad advice, because we don't know what's what. But yeah, I mean, you basically, you know, we start with foundational stuff like, you know, vitamin D, for example. Pretty much everyone needs that, vitamin D3, especially when you're fighting cancer. That's something that everyone needs, period, and most of us are deficient in it unless we're taking a supplement. So I usually recommend a liquid D3 as just a foundational starting point, because it does help the immune system get up to par to start the healing process, and it's very difficult to heal without that. So, you know, whole food multivitamins. But there are lots of supplements, and when I work with people, I give customized recommendations on that.
Okay. I got two more questions,
sure,
and then I'm done. Another one is, how about fruit? I know you're supposed to stay away from sugar, but how about fruit?
Sure. Fruit is still fine, especially the low glycemic fruits like berries, Granny Smith apples, and things like that. So fruit is still very important to eat because of it has high antioxidants, which help healing. So you don't have to stay away from fruit because it's not the same as sugar.
Okay, thank you. And your experience with other people with thyroid cancer,
mm-hmm,
you do know other people that this worked for them?
I do. I am familiar. I haven't had that many clients, but I do have at least one other person who has been able to reverse their tumor by following similar diet.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, doctor. Thank you very much for your help.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, I was diagnosed about 11 months ago,
mm-hmm.
and I have a high-stress job. So today I decided that I quit. I'm going to do 100% what you recommended.
All right, excellent.
Thank you so much. Awesome. You're on the right path. Listen, don't be a stranger. You know, I'm glad you tuned in. This format is for just this, so that you can call in, you can ask your questions, you can hear inspiring testimonies, and get sound advice, okay?
Okay. Well, thank you both very much.
All right, you're welcome. And feel free to reach out via my website if you'd like a customized consultation.
Okay, everybody, the phone lines are still lit. Anybody else have a question for Dr. Lathan? I see you up there. All you have to do is just press 1, and we can bring you on, and you can ask your question or make your comment. If you're listening by phone, the call at number is 347-324-5727, okay? All right, so we were talking about brain tumors, but again, the conversation, as you can see, is just not limited to that, so don't feel like you're taking the conversation somewhere else if you have a question about whatever you may have a question about. You know, Dr. Lathan, I was reading that benign tumors have one of the differences between benign and malignant was that benign tumors have clearly defined borders and are not deeply rooted in the brain tissue, which makes them easier to remove surgically, assuming that they are in a part of the brain that can be safely operated on. But even after they have been removed, they can come back, you know. So... that surgery seems to be so invasive that it seems like it's so much better to be able to prevent it than to have to undergo all of the poking and the prodding and the cutting and whatever else that they do to go inside your brain to remove a tumor. And people think about holistic health or a vegan lifestyle and say, oh, that's radical. Or not radical, but that's extreme. Well, if you have to have your brain or your skull opened so that they can remove a tumor, you know, that's pretty darn extreme. And so we just want to encourage people that we don't know what tomorrow's going to bring. You know, so let's say you're not a vegetarian or a vegan, and you're carnivorous, right? You know, you eat meat and you drink dairy and all of this stuff. You don't know how the effect of that is going to show up in your life. You know, you might have people in your family that have heart trouble, but you might get a brain tumor, okay? So my point is this, that it's so much easier to be preventive as it relates to making sure or trying to make sure that you can kind of control your life, because, you know, there are certain things you just don't have to be sick with. So, for example, doctor, let's say you take somebody who was a vegan, but they stayed on the cell phone every day for 3-4 hours a day. You know, that veganism, it might help, but do you think that it would cancel out the effects of in this example, using the cell phone like that?
Yeah, it doesn't cancel it out. It might stave it off a little longer than it would the average person or something, but it doesn't cancel it out. So, I mean, there are still a lot of things to do to help, you know, avoid, you know, brain tumors specifically. You know, sleep is really important for the brain. So a lot of people who maybe have a plant-based diet aren't getting enough sleep, or they're highly stressed or things like that. That can still cause an issue. So sleep is going to be like the number one thing that you can do, you know, and limiting your, obviously, cell phone and any radiation to your head or any part of your body really needs to be minimized. You know, some other things are just eating foods that are, you know, high in antioxidants, you know, berries and leafy greens, those type of things are going to be really good. Coconut oil is, like, for example, really great for the brain. You know, eating the healthy fats tend to be great for the brain, like coconut oil, avocados, nuts, seeds. Those type of things help. And especially if you're dealing with brain cancer, they almost recommend more of a ketogenic diet, but a plant-based ketogenic diet, meaning you're eating healthy fats and very little sugar or carbohydrates processed. So you're eating more vegetables like leafy greens. You're eating, you know, nuts and seeds and coconut and berries and like hemp seed oil and things like that to really help the brain heal. And the reason for that is that brain tumors consume a lot of sugar, and that's their food. And that's really, sugar is the food of cells in general. But because brain cancer cells can't take in ketones, or which are other types of energy the body uses, when you deprive it of sugar, it dies because it doesn't have anything else to eat to survive. And the other healthy cells in the brain can metabolize other things. So a very low sugar diet with lots of healthy fats, plant-based fats like, you know, coconut and you know, coconut yogurt, those kind of things are going to really be good for the brain. So obviously that means in general, as a preventative measure, you want to stay away from sugar and high glycemic things that are like processed grains and things like that. So staying natural, not eating lots of, you know, processed waffles and cookies and all that kind of stuff that's just additional sugar on top of sugar. So that's really important. And then fasting is another thing that helps with all kinds of cancer, and especially brain cancer, again, because if you're not eating anything, then you really are starving that part of the brain. You know, your body is going to live off the fat in your body. It's going to be fine. But, you know, fasting or intermittent fasting is very healthy when you're dealing with brain cancer. And just any type of illness, fasting generally helps because the body is able to rest from digestion and get to the work of healing. So those are just some things to incorporate as well. And then I would add the last one, frankincense oil is very good for cancer in general, but including brain cancer. So having a diffuser with the essential oil of frankincense in it, or rubbing frankincense oil, you know, on your like areas on your body where you can inhale that, it's very helpful in alleviating inflammation and inflammation in the brain. So that's recommended also.
You know, that's interesting. I was reading that today also, Dr. They had done some studies and found that patients that had actually inhaled, I guess, a particular amount of frankincense essential oil extract actually did experience reduction in even fluid, I guess, around the aspect parts
exactly.
of the brain, as well as inflammation. So I concur with you. People would be surprised at the simple things that we can do to enhance that. Now think about that for a second. If inhaling frankincense can do that to a brain tumor, okay, then that seems like something I would want to do anyway, you know, to
absolutely.
Prevent it,
I mean,
right?
It smells good anyway. It's something healthy. It relieves inflammation. So if you don't have a brain tumor, that's awesome. It's just going to relieve other inflammation in your body. So I just believe in incorporating these natural things as part of your lifestyle.
Doc, can we talk about hair dyes for a moment? You know, I was reading somewhere, too, that hair dyes, they've done studies and found that particular hair dyes even contribute to brain cancer. Can you talk about that? Because I know women, I mean, are famous for dyeing their hair and putting relaxers in their hair. And, I mean, that's, you're dealing right there. It's right in the scalp, in the, which houses the brain. So there's got to be some sort of connection there. Any thoughts on that?
Absolutely. I mean, anytime you're putting chemicals on your skin or anywhere on your body, you're raising your risk for that area of the body or just other cancers in general. So, I would definitely recommend natural hair dyes if you're going to use that. So that's things like henna or other natural dyes that you can use that are usually not permanent. But that's going to be a lot healthier for you. I've seen lots of it done naturally. So, yeah, any type, if you're going to put a chemical on your skin or as close to your brain and do it on a semi-regular basis, then that's seeping in, and that causes cancer. You can't think that you can put something on your hair and that's getting on your scalp and that it's not going to negatively affect you. And a lot of times it's hormonal. It affects the hormones, the dyes, but especially hair relaxers definitely wreak havoc on the hormones because of the chemicals there. But it's definitely a risk factor, so I would recommend not using it. It's also been linked to other kinds of cancer, like leukemia, which is more of a blood-type cancer, because this goes into your bloodstream. So it doesn't just stay localized. But even if it did stay localized, that's your brain. That's the most important organ in your mm-hmm. body, so it's very damaging, which is why we see a lot of the natural hair movement moving forward, and which is great. And it's no easy task to keep your natural hair in compliance with what you want it to do, but it is worth it. Finding ways to keep away from the relaxers and the dyes that are very toxic for your body in multiple ways, including brain cancer, but many other cancers, and just hormonal imbalance. So it's work. It's work as a woman, I know. So, but it can be done.
It's also work when you got to go back and forth to the doctor to get poked and probed. That's work. So, you know, you choose your work.
That's true.
You know?
It's worth it, yes. That is true. I'd rather live than have straight hair and die young. So, yeah.
Well put. Well put. Looks like we got it. I just want to make sure that this person doesn't have another question. 0286, last four digits. Did you have another question?
Hello.
Yes.
You're
on
here,
Dr. Layton?
Yeah, I have a question. Actually, this is not really about brain tumor. It's about multiple myeloma. I'm wondering if there is any natural supplement or a way to treat the condition naturally. But additionally, also something like epilepsy. Thank you.
Okay, sure. For multiple myeloma, which is kind of a blood type of a plasma cancer, a lot of what I've read is things like our curcumin, which is turmeric with black pepper, but curcumin has been shown to be really helpful in fighting some of the symptoms of multiple myeloma. So that's definitely one of the top supplements that would be recommended, would be to start there. I think some other herbs were things like cayenne, which is a pepper, astragalus root, just very natural anti-inflammatory type of herbs were really recommended for that. So, there's quite a bit. I mean, you're definitely going to want to eat things that are high in vitamin C and probably even take large doses of vitamin C to help with that as well. And it's one of the few vitamins that that you can take large doses, because if you take more than your body needs, it just excretes it in the urine. So I would start with things like curcumin. I would definitely go on a plant-based anti-inflammatory diet to help get things in order. I mean, they often say they don't know how it starts, but it's a blood disorder with proteins and things that are out of whack. And so I think a lot of the foods that we're eating just affect our bodies in so many different ways, and that's why we have so many unexplained illnesses. So definitely starting with an anti-inflammatory plant-based diet, and obviously, as I mentioned earlier, is the vitamin D3, but curcumin would be one of those. But you really want to work with a naturopath who is plant-based and can give you even more advice, because you really have to really attack these type of illnesses. So I wouldn't just take, you know, one. I wouldn't just go vegan and take curcumin and vitamin D. I would be doing a lot more than that. But that's a starting point.
Okay. How about something like glutathione or foods that are rich in glutathione? Would that be an option as well?
Glutathione is good, yes. It is an option. A lot of times it's dairy-based. If we can get the non-dairy-based glutathione, then that would be recommended.
I also learned that peanuts are rich in glutathione. Will, you know, increasing consumption of peanuts be advisable?
I kind of hesitate because peanuts tend to sometimes be high in mold. So you'd want to make sure they're organic, but that doesn't always stop the mold issue. But, altogether, it helps. You might want to take a glutathione supplement, because a lot of times when you're dealing with illnesses, you need to take mega doses of things, whereas eating more peanuts would be great for someone who's just trying to stay healthy. If you're trying to recover, you probably need to eat more than just eating, you need more than just eating more peanuts or peanut butter. So, I mean, it's an option. It does help increase it, but I would probably also take a supplement as well.
We're talking about curcumin, what dosage are we should we be looking at?
Let's see. I don't have that right off the top of my head. Usually, that's something when I work with people, I will take a look at here. So generally, you want to start, a lower dose and work your way up, over 2 weeks or so. So I don't have that, sorry, unfortunately, right off the top of how much.
Sure.
But that's
nope.
Something I could, definitely give to you at a later time.
Sure. There's something you said something about cayenne salt, pepper, and also, is it astragalus or whatever you call
it? Astragalus is another herb.
Can you spell it for me, please? Astragalus?
A-S-T-R-A.
Mm-hmm.
I know I have to write this down. ULUS.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Yeah. How about epilepsy?
ULUS. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. How about epilepsy? Any natural, remedy to help there? Because I found out that most of the orthodox medications for epilepsy, many of them have a lot of issues. Is there anything we can do naturally, alternatively, please?
So epilepsy, it really depends on what, what the origin of it is. If it's just part of, some other illness or something else. I have seen sometimes, while I don't recommend surgery, I have seen some people healed really quickly with some surgery when it was just a very clear that was what the issue was, some rerouting that needed to happen. But there are lots of herbs that help with that too. But I need to know more. There's several, vitamins, B6, B12, magnesium, those type of things that help the nervous system, and making sure you're not taking in things like artificial sweeteners or anything like that, or MSG, which can be a problem.
Yeah.
So making sure you're staying away from those things can be helpful. Things, basically we're going to be looking at, again, anti-inflammatory things, as well as things that help relax the muscles and relax the brain, and that really feed the brain. So again, the coconut oil, healthy fats are going to be important in that as well. From avocado and coconut oil and nuts and seeds are going to be really important, play a big part in in that. So, you know, valerian is one of the herbs that people use a lot. It has a relaxing effect as well. So, you know, it's something you really want to work with someone who can give you some specifics on. When you're dealing with the illness, you need to really attack it, and sometimes it means you're going to be taking a lot of things initially and then easing off of them. Natural things like acupuncture has also helped, too, and meditation.
Dr. Lazen, I just want to say we've gone over the time a bit, and I just want to thank you for the extended time that you've given us. And, again, to make a disclaimer that, again, we promote a healthy lifestyle, okay? We promote a holistic lifestyle, and we don't sell a pill, okay? Everything is relative. Every person is different. Every person's commitment to their own healing is going to be different. And so, you know, we're not making any promises here. But if you'd like to learn more and you'd like to talk to Dr. Lathan more about whatever it is, whatever condition it is that you're dealing with, she does do consultations. She can actually set you up on a plan. Please, Dr. Lathan, can you give your number, your contact information for people that want to get in contact with you if they have further questions?
Sure. People can reach me via my website, which is rubylathan.com. So that's RubyLathan.com, rubylathan.com. You can email me at info@rubylathan.com. That's info@rubylathan.com. Or you could also give me a call at 202-709-7829 to find out how to set an appointment and things like that.
And everybody, don't forget about the Re-Engineer Your Life Holistic Health Summit. That's going to be January the 27th. For those who tuned in late and you missed this announcement, awesome. You want to be there. January the 27th, write this down. Dr. Lathan is hosting and participating in. She's one of the presenters at the Re-Engineer Your Life Holistic Health Summit. That's January the 27th, 2018. And some of the summit highlights are there's going to be a summit wellness fair. There's going to be keynote addresses. There's going to be a free morning yoga class, free giveaways. I mean, plant-based luncheon and continental breakfast. I mean, let me give you the address because you're going to want to be there. And if you want more information, I'll tell you how you can get that too. But the address is 3600 John McCormick Drive. That's Northeast Washington, D.C. The zip is 20017, okay? And if you register by the end of the year, you get the early bird discount, okay? So you want to take advantage of that. Dr. Lathan, any comments on the region?
Sure.
The summit,
I would say just go to myhealthsummit.com, or folks can also just go to my website. There's a link there too. But we do ask that you register so we know you're coming, so we have food to feed you. So it's myhealthsummit.com.
Everybody, I want to say thank you so much for your time. You can also follow this show, okay? This, and you'll be notified every time Dr. Lathan's coming on or any of our other guests are coming on. So if you just follow the show, again, it will let you know what's coming up. And there's an archives. You can actually scroll down the archives and see all of the other shows that we've done with Dr. Lathan, from overcoming, I mean, you name it. I mean, different types of cancer. I mean, you name it. We've done shows on fasting, juicing, I mean, anything related to holistic health, we've pretty much talked about it. So scroll down the archives, whenever you see her name, just click on it, and you'll be in for some information that either you can use or somebody that you know can use. So, again, Doctor, I want to thank you so much for your time today. Thank you to all of the callers who called in. Thank you for those who actually made comments, asked questions, and for those who just listened. Again, I see you on there on the line, and I appreciate your time. Doc, any parting words for our listeners today?
I would just say, you know, to get the help you need and know that healing is possible, and not to give up, and know that this prevention is key. And but if you're dealing with something, that, you know, get the right help and get on the healing path.
And call Dr. Lathan, okay? Whatever you do, call Dr. Lathan, because, again, you're talking to somebody who's done it. A lot of people haven't done it. Make sure that when you're talking to somebody, and especially when you're talking to somebody and asking questions about your life, your health, you want to make sure that you're not just talking to somebody that just read one book or a couple of books. Make sure you talk to somebody that's done it, done whatever it is that you want, that you're trying to get information about. Dr. Lathan burst her thyroid cancer after the doctors told her that they wanted to remove it, okay? And since then, okay, she's been on the holistic health path and helping and sharing information that if you listen to it and you follow the instructions, it has the potential to change your life for the better. There's no downside to eating better, to making lifestyle changes. And we know what those changes are. We just need to make them. But sometimes we need a coach. So make sure that when you get a coach, that they've done it and they know what they're talking about. I recommend Dr. Lathan, okay? So my name is Juwanza. Thank you so much for your time. Dr. Lathan, I'll be in touch. Awesome, awesome show again, as always, as I knew it would be. Everybody, she also does the veggie chest. Let me make sure I get this in. If you're new to this and you don't know how to make the transition, you need to stop eating meat, but you don't know how. You need to start juicing, but you don't know how. Check out the veggie chest, the veggie chest. Check it out on YouTube. Just put it in. Veggie is short for vegetable. Just check it out, and you're going to learn so much. This lady's an awesome, awesome teacher, and she was right. She does break things down in a way, very complicated topics down in a way that you and I can understand it. So, Doc, until the next time, thank you so much for your time, my sister. Always a pleasure. Always, always powerful information that you shared. Thank you so much.
All right. Thanks for having me.
Awesome. You're welcome. Everybody, again, this is Juwanza, and the show that you're listening to is Juwanza for Life. I certainly appreciate your time. This show was created so that people just like you can have a place to go to get information. Oftentimes, when you're on this holistic health path, it can be, it doesn't have to be, but it can be a lonely journey. Sometimes we're misunderstood. Our family doesn't understand us. Sometimes our friends think we're crazy. Sometimes people think we're extreme, you know. But your health is your wealth. And when you have a place to go where you can get information and hear shows that you can sit and listen to and think to yourself, that's what I'm talking about, then, hey, that's why this was created. And so I encourage you, to the new listeners, scroll down the archives. If you enjoyed Dr. Lathan today, just scroll down the archives. We talked about everything. Okay, we've also got other special guests. Coy Dunstan, he cured his mother of cancer in both breasts, the liver, and the colon, after the doctors had given her 6 weeks to live. Okay, before it was all over with, this lady was in church preaching, okay, and giving God the glory. Cancer, gone. We've got Dr. Ted Watkins, a graduate of Howard University School of Medicine in 1977. Awesome guest. He's in the archives, too. Now he was a surgeon. He knows the body from the inside and out, okay? He's taking parts out of the body. Now he teaches you how to keep those parts in the body. Scroll down the archives where you see Dr. Ted Watkins. Click. You'll be glad that you did. We've got shows on spirituality. Oh, my God, we've got all kinds of shows. We've got shows with Dr. Raoul Nefer, Men of the First. We've got shows with Orwa, Hehe Metarayan Comet. We've got shows with Shechem Sa'antakuna Nebu. We've got shows on, you name it. Just scroll down the archives and see what you see. We've got shows with entertainers. We've got shows with Lou Gossett Jr. We've got shows with Melba Moore. We've got shows with keep scrolling, okay? Keep scrolling. You'll see. You'll see. So until the next time, I just want to thank you so much for your time. I don't take you for granted. I truly, truly bow to the divinity in you. My name is Juwanza. Again, who am I? I'm the one who in giving receives more. Who are you?